So the thing that will help Moses to accomplish this impossible task of getting a piece of meat from which already inside the mouth of the lion. Because that's really what he's being asked to do, to get the children of Israel out of a superpower. And already they are very useful economically as slaves. That's what he's being asked. I said, me? He said, don't worry. You are not going alone. I will be with you. The New Testament, that word, we are given the word Emmanuel, God with us. Moses understood this term so well that in later years, when God was so unhappy with the Israelites, he says, you lead these people, your people. He said, no. Unless you go with us, we are not going on. He learned it is not him who accomplishes things. It's God's presence that never leaves them. And I think that's why this analysis is so important. So that you land back into God's hands. And then you get his reassurance. And lo, I'm with you. I am with you. I will be with you. You need to be very careful when you start doing things and you can sense you are on your own. Remember, what Moses was being told to do is not to lead worship. What he was being told to do was not to do choir. It was hard politics. But God said, I will be with you in the politics. How many politicians think that God cannot enter into politics? If God's call on your life is to enter politics, and it's a terrible, so they say, it's a terrible place, that politics is evil. If he calls you there, he is saying to you, I'll be in parliament with you. I'll be in negotiating table with you. I'll be in that campaign with you. But what it will require is that you do not try to turn aside to operate without that presence.